Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hi there, it's Charmaine Hammond, and we're talking today to Linda Sovde, who is the manager of the Health and Wellness Program at Some Other Solutions Society for Crisis Prevention, often known as SOS. And Linda runs the Grief and Loss Program. November 13th is actually World Kindness Day, and I thought it'd be so valuable to have a conversation with Linda about kindness related to the program area that she works in. And I know, having experienced my own losses in life, just like all of you listening have had your own losses, you've had friends and coworkers that have had losses. One of the things I know to happen, Linda, is that we feel what people are experiencing as humans. We're feeling human beings, and sometimes we just want so much to take someone's pain away or to just say that right thing or do that right thing to show up in their life as kind, and we don't know what to say or do. And sometimes what happens is what I call the kindness pause. So everything is screaming, just go hug them, ask permission, may I hug you? Or say, I just don't know what to do or say, but I just want you to know I'm here for you. And then there's this internal chatter that goes on in our brain that says, oh, they might think I'm weird, or oh, maybe they don't like hugs, or what will other people think? And so this doubt goes through our head, and then we miss those opportunities because our internal chatter is trying to direct us to making it perfect. That's what I call the kindness pause. And I know this to be because one day my husband and I were walking Toby. We had these kindness shirts on that say, kindness, it's in you to give. And there's a lady jogging towards us, and she's reading the shirt, you can tell. And, you know, you can see her kind of head and eyes reading it. And she's reading it, and she jogs past us. One house, two house, three houses. And at the fourth house, she shouts at the top of her lungs, hey, guys, I love your T-shirt. Kindness, I love it. There's that kindness pause. So probably in those three houses, she's thinking, oh, they'll probably think I'm weird. Oh, it's going to screw up my breathing while I jog. I'll just think about it, not say it. The kindness pause, like, Linda, when we want to help somebody who's grieving, how do we know how to extend that kindness to them and not experience that kindness pause so that we miss the opportunity?
I think what you just said is a key. Tapping into the kindness pause. We're afraid of pauses. We're afraid of silence. We are such an instant society. We microwave a meal in 30 seconds. Yeah. We're on our phones and get a message across the world. We can speak to someone on FaceTime. No distance. They could be in Germany and we're here and we're looking at them and our grandchild. We don't know pauses in our society. Mm. So they're awkward. But if we embrace it, it means being real. It means we're being present. It shows our humanity. And sometimes kindness can be instantaneous. I can be walking down the street and mm-hmm. see a homeless person. They don't have flip-flops on their feet. If I have an extra pair in my trunk because I was going to mm-hmm. go to the beach and I don't need... It's a no-brainer. I mm-hmm. could give them my flip-flops. I'm not wearing them. It might be too big, too small. It's better than what they've got right now because it's nothing.
Right.
So you can think through and see to meet a need. I think some of that becomes almost a... We develop an appetite, I guess,
mm-hmm.
for kindness. You do it, you want to do it more. So how can I do it? You get creative because you're present with people. It's being real and being present and watching. Is it that family needs a meal? Have they had 20 lasagnas and the last thing they need is a meal? Do they need maybe an errand run? Do they need their lawn mowed? Do they need, what is it, especially if we're talking about bereavement,
yes.
What do they need? Maybe they need the silence. Maybe everybody has hugged them to death, talked them to death. They need you to be there and to say, I'm just here.
Mm.
I know you must be hurting. I'm here. they might tell you what they need. So I guess without the cliche, without formula, without trying to fix or repair, we can't repair it. Mm-hmm. The person's gone. We can be real. We can ask questions and not say, give me a call if you need me. They're not going to call. They are not going to call. We are too private. We are too, and I guess some people would say, is someone too proud? No, hurt, to ask out, to reach out when you're already in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to inconvenience somebody. People might think, if I talk to them, it's going to make them cry. They're crying anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in silence or by themselves behind a closed door. So how much better to have a human being beside them to cry with? We're not making them cry. They're crying.
Mm.
So the fact of being present and being there, I just think we learn by doing.
Mm-hmm.
We learn our mistakes. We learn what not to say. Do I like that? No. Have I had to do it? Yes. So it's being truthful, it's being honest, and it's being present with people and watching how our words land.
Mm-hmm.
Was it with warmth? Was it with, how did they receive it? Was it prickly? Was it, oh, that was too forward? We do it by being careful, by being honest, by going with a loving and a kind heart. And they might be angry
mm-hmm.
because they just lost someone. You might be the person to have that projected onto because they don't want someone coming to the door right now. Does that mean you stop? No, you have big shoulders and think, that didn't work so well. So don't give up. Figure out, what else could I do? How do I get past maybe some of the abrasiveness, some of the crying, some of the rejection, some of the... It's because they're trying to heal and protect their heart, which is so open and raw and bleeding.
Mm.
So it's to be present and mindful and caring and deliberate.
What a beautiful gift of kindness.
Yes.
Wow.
Sometimes silence is the loudest language we could speak.
Mm.
Linda raised such valuable points about showing up full on, being present, being mindful. And what an important quality this is when we think about losses in the workplace. As a former mediator and conflict resolution expert, I saw so many people deal with losses in the workplace, whether it was restructuring of the organization, job loss, or colleagues who were experiencing their own situations in their personal life, such as aging parents or perhaps the loss of a loved one. And the whole concept of showing up full on, being present and being mindful, can be such a big gift. In fact, a lot of employees that I worked with through training programs and presentations and consulting, I would often hear them say something like, I want to help more. I want to do more for my colleague, but I don't know what the right thing is. And often, as Linda was saying earlier, people try and guess what the right thing is instead of simply asking. And over the years, I discovered how difficult it is for us to ask. In fact, there's been so many times in my life where I struggled through something instead of asking for help. And what I learned in the workplace is that, for the most part, people want us to succeed. They want to be part of what we're experiencing, whether it's positive or a life challenge. And if we ask, we actually provide the opportunity for people to support us in a certain way. And as you go forward this week, here's a few thoughts to think about with Kindness Day, World Kindness Day, right around the corner on November 13th. I actually challenge you to reach out, to step out of your comfort zone on November 13th and do something that impacts somebody's life in a positive way. Maybe it's your own life, but to really show an act of kindness. And if you are so inclined, we would love it for you to join our 10-day Kindness Challenge, 10 minutes a day, 10 simple activities to promote kindness in the workplace, in your family, even in your community. You can reach us at CharmaineHammond.com, and we would love to send you out the 10-day Kindness Challenge. I know together we really, really can make the world a better place. Thank you all for joining us. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Share your acts of kindness on CharmaineHammond.com. And until next week, let's be kind to one another.